So, over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge. And I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge. So, lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period. But the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen slash watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Danny Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's me and Mishi. Hi, Mishi.
Hello.
Today we're answering listener questions. Sorry if our audio isn't that great. We're just using like basic computer stuff today. But I have some listener questions. We might do one, we might do two. If you guys want to submit one to the show, please do. Danny at thehasociety.com. I store them away. If you're still waiting for your question to get answered, I'm probably working on it. And I'm sorry if we don't get to it, but resend the question if we didn't answer it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mishi, how are you?
Fabulous. We move tomorrow, so I'm a little like my brain is half there and half here.
Oh, yeah, you're like half packed up. Nice. And you see, I have been trying the period cup.
Oh yeah. I still got you know what's funny is I was like actually thinking about it today. I was just like, I just don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, you can't. Oh my gosh. It's not. Yeah. So we need to do another bleed strategies episode. Ashley's been using the cup for a while. I just got the cup because it's time. I had like a lifetime supply of tampons that my cousin brought from Australia that I've been chipping away at, but now they're nearly done. So I wanted to get a cup and start testing it. And I don't like the design of the one that I've got. So I need a different one. It was like the tab. The tab, I can't reach the tab. And I feel like the whole cup like disappeared into my vaginal canal. And I had to actually bear down, like I was pushing a baby out to get it to like come out so I could reach the tab. So that was a no-go for me.
Yeah, that's one of my fears. And then I'm just like, how do you just not feel it? You know?
No, yeah, you don't feel it. No, you can't. Surprisingly, we just can't feel anything in there, which is so shocking when you really think about it. But oh, what was I going to say about it? Oh yeah, but yesterday, so I was like, okay, it was my third time taking one out, and I was like, I'm just gonna get it, and just like we're gonna go for it. And I could tell that I didn't. It was this awkward little. It's this awkward little like nub that they want you to grab to get out. And I could just tell that I didn't quite have a handle on it. And I got it out, and it honestly took a bit of like yanking. Like, so it doesn't hurt, but it's just like stuck there. And like, I just, ugh.
It's like, you know, when you have a tampon in and it's like you use maybe a super and you really only needed a regular and it's kind of
Oh,
dry
that's
and you're just
dry.
like
No, that was not happening because there was so much blood. Like it actually wasn't dry, but it was too slippery. I couldn't get a grip on it. It wasn't bloody. I didn't have blood. I guess I just also had like mucus. I do get cervical mucus like just the day before I bleed. So anyway, it was just lubricated in there, and I pulled it out and I just spilt it all over the floor.
That's also my fears. Like, you know, you're like pulling it, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you're yanking, and then it finally comes out, and then it's like,
Yeah, I couldn't get it out gracefully because it's like all crumpled up, and then it just like opens up like suddenly, and then I'm holding onto it only by this little nub that's like not balanced, so it just fell.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like, what if you're like, I don't know, you're out, you're in an airport bathroom, you're in any bathroom publicly, and you're just like, you fumble this thing and it's like splash
Exactly.
on your clothes, on the
Literally, exactly.
floor.
You would. So I determined that at least with that design one, you just would not take it out in public. So that you can wear it for 12 hours. So
That's right.
you just wouldn't
You
feel
just
it.
gotta wait till
So,
you get home. More in
because
a private
also why
place.
you can't take it out in public, because what then you're going to leave the cubicle and then carry like your bloody cup over to the faucet and wash it.
Oh yeah, that's
You know, in the
right.
public. So you actually can't use them like that out in public.
That's right. Well, I guess the design meant for a longer wear time, so you're not
Yeah.
changing it as often.
Which is nice. Basically, you're changing it once a day, and maybe you're gonna sleep in it, so you might change in the morning. But
Wow, I just ovulated, so I've got a couple weeks
try it out.
to think about this, build up the fear that I have.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, but it's not bad at all. It's just hard, like challenging to get out, not make a mess. But stay tuned, everyone. We're going to keep testing till we find the exact cup design that is like ideal. The one I used by Salt is not ideal.
Yeah. I've got to figure
But
out
yeah.
which I got to figure out which one I'll try. It
Yeah.
has to be opposite of both you and Ashley.
Maybe Ashley likes her one, so it has a
actual tabs she can pull. So you could try that.
Yeah.
But here we go. So we're going to dive in to a question from Nicole. She says, "Hi, Danny. I hope you're doing well. I thought that maybe an interesting topic for the podcast would be something along the lines of how to optimize your cycle once you get it back," which I've like talked about 100 million times. But if someone's asking for it, I haven't spoken about it enough. So she said, "For example, my luteal phase has been consistently short, less than 5 days, and would love to learn how to optimize my cycles and strengthen this luteal phase. I'm sick, so I need to go cough and get some water. So I thought, Mishi, you could start. I feel like you know the answer to this."
Yeah, let's do it. Just specifically on luteal phase and short luteal phases. Typically, the first thing that I'm looking at is like how much protein, specifically animal protein, is this person consuming? And that'll be the first place that we start. If you're under eating animal protein, so let's make sure we're having it at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you're already doing that, and that is not your issue, is the animal protein piece. For me, it goes back to, are you, first of all, just eating enough? Because whatever is happening in the beginning of your cycle, this is a weird way for me to look at it. Like whatever's happening in the beginning of your cycle, like is your follicular phase really long too? That would be good information to have. And maybe it's in the rest of your question, because I think Danny, you were in the middle of answering her question.
Or reading so we, it. No,
or yeah, reading her question. Oh, it was just that. So
she doesn't give any context for.
Oh, just how,
but it is a good question. It is like
the
a
luteal
good
face piece. The other thing that I look at is like looking at your entire cycle as a whole. So like, what's your follicular phase like? So is your follicular phase also really long too? And if it is also really long, of course we're going to have like a short luteal phase, because ovulation in and of itself is like super, it takes a lot of energy. Like energy intensive. And so if we're not eating enough, of course we're going to have a poopy luteal phase. So those would be like the two major things I'm looking at, is like, are we eating enough animal protein, first of all? And more specifically on that piece, like, is it lean animal protein, or are we getting some fatty animal protein in there? Because what really, helps with our progesterone production, which is what carries our luteal phase in essence, is like, you know, vitamins A, D, E, and K, cholesterol, things of that nature, things that we're going to be finding in animal fat specifically. So I look at that. And then if you're having a really long luteal phase, that just tells me that we don't even have enough energy to carry out like a really long luteal phase, or have just like a robust ovulation in the first place. I don't know. What are your ads?
Yeah, I love all of that. Those are the main things. And then I think over coffee consumption. So if you keep sneaking in caffeine,
that's a
coffee a day. Yeah, just bring it down. Just bring it down. And that will help specifically with like luteal phase stuff. But the question as well, I guess, was like that the luteal phase was an example. But if you're talking about light bleeds or long follicular phases, which is common because we like recover just enough, but not really enough to optimize. Or like, yeah, like you're not ovulating till day like 25 and you're just like hoping to bring that forward. Something that I've just been enjoying with people lately is like, you know what? Can we just add a late night, really calorically dense snack?
Can
you try that? You know, the people will have a little dessert or whatever. Like that's great. Do that dinner, dessert, and then just before you go to bed, like you have more food.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a massive game changer. I think it's just that one more hit of calories. Maybe it's even a big tablespoon of peanut butter off a spoon. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's that hit of calories that gets your body through that like natural fast that we go through when we sleep. Especially when we're coming out of a low hormone phase where our body just, the calories in essence that we're consuming are all being used up, and our body hasn't really been able to have that chance to, like, you know, store up our glycogen stores, you know? So it's really hard for us to get through longer periods of time without food. So I think that's a really great strategy.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I did recently. So it's like top of mind for me. And then I've had some, I've just had other clients do it, see how it goes, you know? And it tends to be very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I love that one. Okay.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
So I have a question here from, let's see. No. Okay. So confused. HA or PCOS or both, by Julianne. Okay, so Julianne says, hey, Danny. Oh, it's a long one. Let's go. I finally gave in and just decided to send you an email. I'm thoroughly confused and don't know which path to take at this point. I can't figure out if I have HA or PCOS or both. Maybe you can help, given your experience with different cases. My blood work hints at both. And my lifestyle and family history too. Okay, she has blood work attached too, so we'll look at it. I just agreed to a prescription to metformin and started about 2 weeks ago. I've been battling tiredness since, but I thought I had signs of cervical mucus, egg whitey cervical mucus, yesterday, and was so excited that it might be working. On the contrary, I took an at-home test this morning. My estrogen, LH, and FSH are still, quote, normal to low. With my estrogen lower than other times, I have tested. Okay, so I assume she's doing like an Enido kind of urine, daily urine testing monitor.
Yeah.
I'm just a little scared I'm not doing what my body needs and I only prolong this process. Some background. I was on birth control for almost 17 years straight with only a year and a half break where I only got my period once. I don't remember having any PCOS symptoms during that time, but I did work and go to school and exercise a lot and ate, quote, healthy. So maybe I had HA then. I also took a cortisol test at some point, and then it was off the charts once I got through that period, which happened on an extended vacation. So I was finally in chill mode. Oh, she said once I got that period though, which happened on the extended vacation, I went back on the pill, and that was 5 years ago. In any case, I stopped the pill in October and have not had a period since. I thought I had HA because in general, I work and go to school and have a constant schedule, love to exercise and generally eat low carb. But in February, once I tried eating carbs, got more sleep, exercised a little less, and let myself be unrestricted, it was like my body retaliated and I got all these PCOS symptoms. First time I had acne in my life, my hair in armpits and down there grew at lightning speed. I noticed some hair in my upper lip, hair on my head was thinning, and I tested my testosterone with an at-home kit and it was crazy high. I also gained 15 pounds in a month. Although my cortisol test was super low, I was taking a supplement for cortisol and stress relief, I still didn't have a period. I got some blood work done a few weeks later once I started back on my quote normal diet and felt a little more like myself. I attached a screenshot of the results. My doctor said PCOS, given my ovaries are filled with follicles, my LH is like 3 times my FSH, my AC1 is pre-diabetic, estrogen is normal, testosterone was high before, but now kind of normal. But I was looking over my thyroid results and everything is low. Could this be that I do have both PCOS and HA? To add to the confusion, my sister has had irregular periods and bad acne for her whole life and found a supplement containing myo-inositol. Her periods are totally normal now and acne subsided. My mom has always had a hard time losing weight as well. I guess my primary question is, do you normally see thyroid results like this in PCOS or is that HA indicative? Should I just keep going with the metformin and take the at-home test as a fluke and trust the mucus? Reaching out since I know you've looked at so many of these before. Let me know if you have any words of advice. Okay, I'm going to screen share with you, Nishi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me see these test results.
Here we go. All right. So TSH 1.3. Seems normal. We'll have to have a look at that T4, T3 stuff. Okay. LH to FSH ratio, I was expecting worse.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Didn't LH we just have good. A client who had like normal, I think it was Ashley's client who just recovered, had kind of similar results. Well, yeah. LH and FSH results.
Probably. I have someone I just got off the phone with who had LH was 11 and FSH was 5.
Mm-hmm.
The LH is higher. Like, I'm not going to deny that. So we have that. But it's not like...
it's not concerning.
You know, but maybe in the context of everything. So let's go. We do have high A1C. We do have high testosterone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, high normal.
Yeah.
Prolactin, non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
Estrogen, I mean, we usually see lower for HA, but anything under 50 is normal for HA and under 80 is possible. And she has 58 basically.
Mm-hmm.
PGML. And progesterone makes... then low because she hasn't not the phase that she's in. So I kind of see what she's saying and how like possibly the LH to FSH is not that and it is the words. The LH is not that high, but it is higher than the FSH, and the low hormone production being caused by HA could suppress it. But if you don't have, I mean, we'd want to see what she's eating. This is one mm-hmm. of those things, right? Where it's like, okay, we do have that lab work. I see what you're saying and I hear the context of it. I hear that you've gained a bunch of weight, you have all of those symptoms, kind of makes sense. Did she say when her last period was?
No, I was going to ask you that because I kind of got lost.
Okay. Has not had a period since stopping birth control in October.
But then there was like this 5-year gap and I got confused.
I've had irregular periods my whole life. So there's that. I think that I'm going to say that it was here.
She said something, that paragraph right above, she said that was 5 years ago.
I was on birth control.
Chilled out and went on vacation.
Yeah, then she went back on the pill. So for 5 years, she's been on the pill. She went off in October.
Mm-hmm.
But she remembers. So yeah, it sounds like you probably had HA back then. Right? Probably. You have that history of irregular cycles. If you were young when you had the irregular cycles, that could be normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I almost want to say, like, it kind of sounds like she's on the right track with her diagnosis in that the A1C is high. The levels are, like, the estrogen being 58 is HA indicative, but we actually see it much lower most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the LH is a little high for what we see, but we don't not see it. So she is in limbo land with, like, is it this or is it that? So what I would want to do is see her baseline temperatures, if they're normal or if they're low, her mucus pattern, and like physically how much she's eating. Just to get that extra context about, like, food behaviors.
Yeah. I don't know. Some things to me still stood out as, like, HA, right? Because then the thing where she was like, oh, I started eating more and then I started getting more acne and, like, the hair was, like, that kind of to me maybe was saying that, like, oh, you're finally giving your body the resources that it needs to, A, grow hair, and B,
well,
like,
she said the hair on her head was thinning.
Which is,
but, like, but I do agree with you that those things just do grow faster. And I do agree with you as well, because if you haven't had a period since October, and I'm recording this on May 9th, that's too long. If you only have PCOS.
Yeah. Like, we should at least be seeing something intermittently, like, what, 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if that's not the case and it's going much longer than that, then it's certainly PCOS. I'm sorry. It is HA. And maybe there is some, like, PCOS factors in there, but we need to address the HA first and then address the PCOS.
Yeah. Which she's trying to do. So bless her heart. I hear the problem. I see the problem. Right. She's like, I just want to do right by my body. She's been like, I don't care which one it is at this point. I just need to know which one it is.
Yeah. I'll do whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think you should let someone look at the context of your life. You should let someone check out your food. You should let someone look at your baseline temps, get some updated labs. Someone like you needs to have another set of labs to compare to see how things are going.
Yeah, and, like, looking at that through the lens of HA, like, because your doctor is only going to be seeing or thinking PCOS. I don't think they have also HA on the mind as well. I mean, maybe some do, but I feel like really giving it and putting it in the hands of somebody who's going to look through it through the lens of HA, so you can get, like, a really good idea of, like, what's truly actually going on. But yeah. I mean, we would love to do that.
Yeah. I would do that. I would want to do that, Julianne. Like, that's a thing, like, when you have that situation, your situation, you do need a practitioner.
Yeah.
And you are going to have to look at, like, it is going to take time. Try something, retest, see how it goes. But if you haven't had a period since October, you are amenorrheic. This is just how it is. That's just like a fact, right?
Yeah. But
why are you amenorrheic? I need to see your food and your exercise regime and
yeah.
all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And if you feel like you're eating like heaps of food, I don't know if that was something that she had mentioned or not. But your A1C is pretty high. I would also, when we're looking at your food, we would also be looking at like, how are you building your meals? Are you doing it in a way that's supportive of your blood sugar? Or are we maybe lacking, you know, fat? Are we lacking protein? Things that we know help regulate our blood sugar. So yeah,
I mean that's an angle too, right? Yeah, blood sugar regulation, food frequency, yes, all good things.
Just because like I just feel like just because we have like some blood sugar dysregulation challenges or issues it's not just automatic PCOS. It would also go back to like lifestyle factors too.
Yeah.
So yeah. And like, yeah. I think she had a question on, well, not a question, but just something, this is a personal preference of mine of metformin versus the, I don't know how to say the name. Is it inositol? Inositol?
My own inositol.
I like that over metformin, but obviously do your research, talk to your doctor, you know.
Yes. Love it. Well, yeah. Thank you, Misha.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm dying. Every time I open my mouth and breathe in to talk, I want to cough.
Oh no, it's the worst.
I know. So we're gonna call it there. So this has been a great episode. This is about optimizing cycles and PCOS versus HA. So you can never have too much. No. And we will talk to you guys next week. Please submit your questions to the show. We love answering them. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.